Okie dokie, here we go. Good morning, Brock. Yeah. Hunter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Make the power, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's see. A good 18 years ago, 17 years ago, I'd be putting the jersey on right now, going to school, getting ready for a
Look, it's so
no,
cool.
It's too late in the season now.
You'd
be playing basketball.
You would have made it this far. You'd be sitting the bench. You'd be riding the bench in basketball is what you'd be doing.
Yeah. Sad. It is sad.
This guy sucks.
he's tall, but he sucks.
He's out. It's terrible. How can you be that tall and that uncoordinated? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show, 7:13.
At least I can touch Brocco. Net, you bastard.
Dude, I can touch. Dude, I can.
No, dunk, you can't.
I'll dunk all over your face, all right, son?
Which net? One of those circus nets that
I will. Dude, you're going to get a face full of nuts when I dunk all over you, man. That's what you're going to get right there.
You're going to jump off a stool?
The rain man. I'll make it rain, all right? Rainmaker. Anyway, enough of my amazing basketball skills. We got to get to it. It is time for your morning dump. Yeah.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know it. You love it. You got to pump it.
Pump it.
Okay? Yeah. Pump it. Pump it. Pump,
pump
it.
Pump it up.
Pump it up. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, go see him. Call him. Whatever. Pump that septic. So I love this story. This is something that is very near and dear to my heart. There's been more swearing, at least a rise in swearing on Zoom calls. And you're not alone with it. A new study shows that swearing is on the rise in conference calls. In fact, in 2021, it was a record year for swear words, up 60% over 2020. Yes!
Why is this? Because you think it's cute and cool because you're working from home and you're like, hey, look at me. I can swear now.
The
I don't know.
Study says business formality is out and workplace authenticity includes more colorful language. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Prior research shows that professional teams who perform well together also curse well together. There's something behind, because Hunter, we've always talked about this, all right? That whole stuffy, like, oh, I'm in my tie, and yes, and I'm going to say this, or I'm going to say, and I'm not saying you got to be, you know, like.
Yeah, there's a fine line.
For some
people, you swear too much. You need to tone it down a little bit.
I can't tell you how many meetings someone has said something, and I've just wanted to be like, just
hey.
Shut the, like,
yes.
you got to put it in there, right?
Listeners, let me explain to our listeners. Okay, so there's times where we have meetings for the radio station, especially back before the whole COVID thing where we'd all get together.
Yeah.
And, you know, not necessarily we'd all see each other all the time. So, like, these meetings are kind of like it's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a get-together, kind of meet and greet, if you will. Brock does not hold back at all. Everybody's kind of proper, you know, business-like. Brock is over in the corner dropping F-bombs. And everybody laughs. But there's a little bit of awkwardness in there, too.
Because everyone's so stuffy. Like, it drives me
nuts. But you're the only guy who could really pull it off and do it where people would be like, okay, it's acceptable. It's
I'm tired of being fake. Like, everyone's I'm not saying there's not a professionality, like, portion of this. It's not like I'm doing a Cat Williams stand-up, all right? Like, I pace myself. But there's certain times where it's like, shut the F up, Susan. You're not making any sense. Like, you know, you want to be able to say that. But we can't, you know, like, it's just, no, we ought to be like, well, I'd like to respectfully disagree on that statement. When really we're thinking, you dumbass, how did you get this? You know what I mean?
Here's what I love. Don't say anything. So don't slip up around Brock because he ain't going to hold it back.
No.
He's going to let you know.
Like, okay, well, we're.
This is what I love about you.
We're looking for someone to work this next three Saturdays. Brock, are you interested? Absolutely.
No.
Effing not. Like, but no, I just say, well, I'll get not back. No effing
and
way.
And not because I'm busy, because I don't want to.
I don't want to do it. All right? I'm tired of having to be all prim and proper. Actually, we do have a clip of me in one of our meetings. I believe this was after I was asked to work. Work a couple weekends.
Me and a that. You stupid monkey.
That was a little aggressive. I'm sorry, that was recorded. They record all the Zoom meetings.
Bob Barker in that Zoom meeting?
I just couldn't get it in the hole. Anyway, so don't be so hung up. Don't be so hung up on all the prim and properness, all right? Yeah. It's just, you know, and two, they're all worried about what people are saying. Most people are wearing shorts in those meetings, all right?
Exactly.
So we're worried about that? Come on now. You're not fooling anyone with your sport coat and your tie. I know you're wearing shorts underneath that. I know you're wearing shorts. Lastly, enough of that before I end up swearing and getting us in trouble. Yeah, let's move on. Yeah, right there. When you think of Pittsburgh, you think rivers, bridges, accents, and I don't know, other weird stuff. Ben Roethlisberger. But once everyone's done with their French fry sandwiches, they're moving on to the bedroom and apparently getting things pretty kinky. The Kinsey Institute partnered with an adult toy company called Love Honey to find out which cities have gotten the kinkiest during the pandemic. And Pittsburgh ranks first in, quote, sexual experimentation during lockdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, huh?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever...
Pittsburgh Nelly.
I don't know if when I've ever thought about women, I'm like, all right, let's go to Pittsburgh and find some hot broads, you know? I named this here for Pittsburgh Nelly.
Pittsburgh whore could do that thing with her one good arm.
A Welsh whore that could do things with her one good arm that makes you forget about that thing on her neck.
Lord.
They looked at toy sales in the 25 biggest cities in America. They also polled people on things like self-pleasuring habits, which fantasies they've actively been exploring, et cetera, et cetera. Pittsburgh ranked first for experimentation. The rest of the top five are Sacramento, Orlando, and a tie between Dallas and Phoenix.
Yeah, you'd think like the most boring places in America would be the most.
I mean, yeah.
You know, nothing else to do. Let's just
like, have you ever said to yourself, let's go to Pittsburgh? No. And I'm sure it's a great city with wonderful people, a lot of great blue-collar workers. But, yeah, you probably got a lot of downtime there, you know?
It just seems kind of gray and, you know, industrial to me. I don't know.
I was looking at, so let's see. States in the Northeast ranked high in multiple fantasy categories. Delaware was the kinkiest state overall.
Delaware?
Look, we're in Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah. Vermont was next, then New Hampshire and Maine.
See, there you go. It's all the boring states. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. You want to go? You want to go over to the East Coast and look at leaves, or you want to get weird? Let's get weird. I think it's weird over there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but there you go. If you want to get weird, Pittsburgh, or just head east, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You'll be just get past Detroit. Things get real weird real fast. All right, that is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.